Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we are talking a little bit about business development 101, specifically about URLs and websites. So for those of you listeners out there who have a website currently and are wanting more of a response, more bookings, or to change things up a bit, or if you're thinking about starting your own website or opening one up, this podcast is for you. First and foremost, let's talk about URLs. When you go to launch a website for your business, my psychic mediums listening out there, you need to form a URL. And that is what people will type in when they want to go to your website. And actually, I don't even want to say that because nowadays, everyone puts up QR codes to get to your websites. They don't even really see your actual URL. But the URL is still important because it plays a big part into Google search, and I'll explain in a second. But we need to get our URL going. Mine is jenniferfezio.com. Now, real quick, I always share podcast episodes based on what I'm going through in life. So we're doing this episode because I'm in the heart of switching from site builder platform for my website that I've had for 9 years, by the way, to Wix. I finally made the move. And so I am having to literally recreate my whole website. And I thought, you know what? Let me share with my listeners some tips. So when I switched from site builder to Wix, jenniferfezio.com was transferred over. And actually, I wish I would have changed something about that. I wish I would have made the URL psychic medium Jennifer Fezio. And I still may do that actually, because when people go to Google and they search psychic medium near me, because you have those words in your URL, they will find your website more easily. It will pop up more easily on the Google search without you paying for advertising, without you doing anything. It's just your URL. And I do absolutely recommend that you use your first and last name. I did a podcast episode on that. Use your real name. Go check it out. That explains why I believe this. But also, you know, when you start working with the public and you're out there and you give them your business card and they see, you know, Jennifer Fezio, they're going to go to Google and they're going to just type in your name sometimes. Word of mouth referrals, people watching you DM, you know, sometimes they don't have your business card and they just want to find you quick and fast. So what do we do? What do we do? What will they do? What we all do. We go to Google and we search the name. And if they type in your first and last name and it is in fact part of your URL, then guess what? Your website is going to pop right up. And if other people with your business name exist, there might be some of that too. But I think for your area, in person, finding you fast, it's golden when your name is in the URL because your website will pop up. Okay. So URL is key. And psychic medium Jennifer Fezio is seriously what I'm thinking about changing it to. So for you listeners out there, food for thought with that. If you are a healer of some sort, Amy Stevenson, you know, just throwing a random name out there. Reiki Amy Stevens. Reiki with Amy Stevens. I mean, you know, so people that say Reiki near me or they type in Amy Stevens, that website's going to pop right up. Okay. So think about your URL and putting in there the service that you offer, what you are essentially, and that will help people find you when they go to Google looking for that specific service. Or they type in your name and want to kind of check you out. So we've talked about the URL. Let's now move to website front page, first page, mobile, desktop, both. First impressions, first page of your website. What are some helpful tips and tricks that I'm going to share with you now to really make the potential client visiting your site happy, making them want to book with you, you know, just drawing them in. Let's talk about some things that we can implement into our website first page that will do this, okay? So if there's anything that I want you to remember about this podcast, it is this. People want, when they go to a website, within the first 3 to 5 seconds, people want, who are you? What do you offer? How do I book? Who, what, how? And that may sound very simple, but yet we never keep it simple, do we, with our websites? Or maybe some that you've seen. I'm going to tell you right now that if when people go to your website and they don't see your name, what you offer, and a schedule or book now button, they're working too hard. And it has nothing, it has to do with humanity and how we're evolving with our attention spans and the need for instant confirmation and gratification and feeling like they're getting what they want. If they made an effort to click on your website, whether it's from the Google search or a business card that someone has given you, they are ready, very much ready to possibly go ahead and book with you or contact you or message you. So when they go to your website, name, what you offer, and book now. I also suggest throwing in how you offer it. So this would be when people go to my website, an example would be Jennifer Fezzio, psychic medium, in-person and Zoom sessions available, and then a button, book now. It's so simple, and it needs to be, in my opinion, the first thing that people see when they visit your website. Some people love to put these animations, these quotes, these, you know, 50-sentence paragraphs about themselves right on the front and the big headshot. And that's great, but what if people, you know, people don't have long attention spans here. I guarantee you, most of the people, because I've even asked my clients, my new clients, every new client I have, after the session is over, I then ask how they heard about me. And I do it for business analytics. A lot of times it's either mainly word of mouth or Google. And it blows my mind because guess what, listeners? Then I ask them, oh, so you found me on Google. Or, you know, if it's word of mouth, I ask who referred you. But if it's Google, I say, well, did you go to my website or did you just see my Google listing? And they'll give me, I just saw your Google listing, or, which is a podcast for another day, or they'll say, I went to your website. And then I will say, was it pretty easy? What made you essentially book with me? And that's when they say, I've literally heard all of this. It was easy to navigate. You had an appointment booker up right away so I could get it scheduled. And you were real. And I'll say, well, what do you mean by real? They'll say, well, you actually had your picture up. You used a real name. And it was just an easy to navigate site. So let's look at this feedback that I've gotten and what I've shared with you so far, listeners. When they go to your website, and they click who you are, real name, what you do, what you offer, when you offer it, and the book now button. It's that simple. And then on your front page, if you can get the automatic subscribe to email newsletter, do it. If not, you need to have that on your front page. People love to sign up for newsletters, especially the ones who check you out and they're like, I kind of dig this girl, you know? Let me see what she sends me in my mailbox. I'm thinking about scheduling with her. Awesome. But you've got to build that email newsletter up, okay? And that's a topic for another session podcast, the newsletter. It's golden. But they've got to have who you are, what you offer, when, book now, and then newsletter. Sign up for my newsletter. Stay in touch. Discounts and promotions will be sent to your inbox when I run sales, something like that. I think my site at one point with my newsletter sign up said something like, be in the know, sales, events, something like that. People love the word discount and sale, by the way. So if they know that you even run those, it's golden, okay? You will get those signups because what do people think? Oh, well, I can't afford it now, but maybe she'll run a sale. Or, oh, I love sales. Oh, she does sales. This is awesome. She's kind of got her thing together here with her business and her pricing. So you've got that newsletter signup form on your website, right? Now, is there anything else you need to have on your website information-wise? You want to sell or give a quick glimpse, name what your service is, when you offer it, book now, with everything that are your key business services. So for me, when I'm in the heart of designing my new Wix site right now, the first thing that people see is name, psychic medium, in-person and Zoom sessions. Actually, I've also put fundraisers, group readings, book now button. That's what I have. But underneath that, then I'm going to have my podcast, Tellings of a Medium, host of Tellings of a Medium podcast. Then I will have a book or a listen now button with the URL attached directly to Amazon, Apple, Spotify. Those are my top three. I study my RSS business analytics, and I want people to go to those sites and build my numbers and listen. I'm not going to embed podcast episodes on my website because I want them to leave the website in a go to a different browser and, you know, listen through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple. So that's the second aspect or section on my website. And it's not a lot, y'all. Talking about one single banner with three buttons. And then the third section will be Jennifer Fezzio Mentor, Inspiring and Educating Young Mediums. And I'll put mentorship programs and classes or something like that, still thinking about it, and then sign up now. And then on that button, sign up now or learn more, something like that, whatever it is going to be really short, but people are going to know that they can take classes with me via Zoom. It's going to take them to my class sign up page. And then the email newsletter. Now, what Wix has now at the very bottom is a pop-up little bar, bottom bar, where it says text, email, Instagram, Facebook. People can go right to my socials. They can text me. They can email me. It's super simple. And that's all I'm going to put on my front page, my first page with my website. That's all it needs. That's what I want people to know I offer. That's what I do. And it's very simple. And let's see. That's the info that needs to be on the first page. Let's talk about the actual visual aesthetic here. This needs to be a representation of you, your style. So for me, I am going to have, which you need to do this as well, a picture of yourself. Those of you that are shy, all I can say is if you have a website with a picture on it of your face and then you have the exact website without your picture and people had to choose between those two to book, they're going to book with the one that has your face because I've had customers say, there was a picture of you actually. I knew you were real. So you've got to get your vibe going on that front page. Get a feel, give people a feel for who you are, whether it is minimalistic and spa-like, soothing, with this picture of you with the sunlight shining on your face and you're wearing white. Or maybe a more earthy, rustic, masculine feel, which actually is what I prefer, with more contrasting colors and textures and movement going on the page. That, you know, whatever you pick needs to be who you are, how you feel to people in your sessions. Let's look at the whole package that you're presenting to people here from the moment they visit your site and get that vibe to then when they schedule with you and you give them the experience of mediumship with you. If you can implement some sort of animation or pictures of you sitting with clients, giving a group dem, these are golden. You know, put it on a photo slide bar, left to right, slideshow. That's great. And I think, you know, this is what I would recommend for the basics of a website. Also, what really, really, really works well is somewhere on that website, and I don't want to not mention this, is putting in the information of what people will get out of your session. It's what they want to get. So on my website, I have this Canva banner I made that says, "Why book a session?" And I put all these adjectives of how people feel after sessions: clarity, purpose, insight, healing, support, evolvement, you know, connection, closure. This is why people are coming to you. So let them know they can get that for you. There is power in letting these people that visit your website read those words. And again, I'm bulleting the words. I'm not giving this paragraph with 10, 20, 30 sentences. This is why you need to book a session and blah, blah, blah. No, that people do not have the attention for that. I guarantee you. And it's nothing against you and your site or them. It's just how we are wired nowadays with our existence technology, our attention spans. People want short, fast, to the point. Let me control this and get it done. Book now. Yes, this is what I want to be when I go see Jennifer. And so I recommend somewhere on your page, putting that positive spin in it, letting people know the possibility of what you can give them. Now, as far as the front page of your website goes, this is what I suggest. Pin it, use it, play with it. I hope it serves you well. And when it comes to like the menu button and everything, don't overload it. I'm going to leave you with that. The menu button and a second page of your website is where you can put about me. Everyone knows what about me is about. It's your story. Write a book on there if you want, but I do not suggest putting it on the first page. And you can also do other pages that will give more details about classes, explore classes, because, you know, if people aren't ready to actually enroll, you've got to give them a place where they can see descriptions of your classes, but don't put it all on the front page. I'm telling you right now, you want to get people to push one of those buttons, book a session, listen to the podcast, develop, learn more, and then take them to that other page. But you want to get them to click. And then after that first click, when they go to that page, you want to absolutely, if it's not done on the first click, lock them in with the second click to sign up for class or book a session. Not because you're trying to lure them in, because that's people's attention span. I mean, you've got maybe 1 minute when someone goes to your site for the first time to size you up, form an opinion of you. That's what these people will do. 1 minute to size you up, form an opinion, understand your website, know who you are, what you offer, and how to lock that in. So make it happen, y'all. Listeners, you can do this. It's so simple. It really, really is. Do your research on the platforms, what works best for you. I'm not going to begin to tell you to go to one platform or another. You've got to do you and see what feels right with you. But I do feel through 12 years of having a public site, the tips I've shared with you today will absolutely benefit your public website. And if you think you don't need one, that Facebook or Google listing is good enough. Yeah, it can be. I'll talk about Google listings another day and the social media, but I promise you, people still love my website. I thought about not having one, but I need one because people still want that. They are not going away. Even though you can get a mini website attached to your Instagram account or whatever other social media platform, through like Linktree businesses or whatever, people still prefer the main website, with my experience. So I will leave you with this, listeners. I hope that it really, really helps you improve your current website or maybe give you some knowing and confidence to pursue, open up, and design your own. It's really not that hard. So much love to you, and we will talk to you later.